Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat. His domestic policies would lead to recession. His foreign policies would make America and the world less safe. He has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president, and his personal qualities would mean that America would cease to be a shining city on a hill. I'm convinced America has greatness ahead, and this is a time for choosing. God bless us to choose a nominee who will make that vision a reality.
I am not a fan of Barack Obama, and that was a race that I backed Mitt Romney. I backed him. You can see how loyal he is. He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees. He was begging. Sure. Sure. He was begging me. And did you see how great? He said, oh, I'm not big like him. He's the great businessman, all that stuff. Well, since then, I've done much better.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. Welcome. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're invited to call into the program today at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. The voices you just heard. Well, what a disgraceful day with the Republican Party. The first voice, Mitt Romney. I voted for Mitt Romney. I have met Mitt Romney. I think former Governor Romney embarrassed himself today in deciding now of all time. If Mitt Romney truly felt that way, where was this speech back in September? Where was this speech back in October? Mitt Romney could have been running for president. Mitt Romney did fail against President Obama 4 years ago. Mitt Romney thought about getting into this race. Mitt Romney, people talked to him, wanted him to get into the race. He decided not to. And so what happens? You have a field of, what is it, 15 or 17? And then you bring in someone whose voice you also just heard, Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner. How about him saying if he had told Romney to drop to his knees, he would have dropped to his knees? Trump said those words at a rally in Maine, where he really tuned up and returned fire on former governor, former Republican candidate Mitt Romney. You have someone come along in a field of 17, and Trump just talks off the cuff. And Trump, as he says, started to rise through the ranks. Trump has gone through the process. And through that, Trump took out, think of everyone he took out. Jeb Bush, establishment candidate, spent $100 million, gone. Santorum, gone. Huckabee, gone. Pataki, of all people. Lindsey Graham, all gone. So what does Romney say today? That he's a phony and that Trump's a fraud and a fake and everything? Well, then why did you ask for his endorsement? Why did you tout his endorsement? I think it was a real low point for Mitt Romney. I think it was an embarrassment. Do you want the establishment to pick who the winner is? If you're a Trump supporter, you voted for Trump, or you have gone to a rally, do you want the establishment, the Republican establishment, to pick who the nominee is going to be? Why have a process? Mitt Romney wants what? For people to draft him and then have a brokered convention? Or we're supposed to vote for Marco Rubio, who more and more does seem like a lightweight? And what was all those insults last week? And I respect Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a brilliant guy. But is this how you want it decided? You know, Governor Kasich, I like Governor Kasich. He's a little vanilla for me, but I like Governor Kasich. But are we supposed to just throw Trump aside because what? Because Romney thinks you're stupid and you can't figure out that who Trump is? Record turnouts, thousands at all the rallies? The guy has stood up. The guy has been attacked by every corner. Why isn't Romney attacking Hillary this way? I think, again, if maybe you're a Romney supporter. Maybe you agree with him. If you're listening right now and you were cheering on former Governor Mitt Romney, call in. I'll give you a chance to gloat or make your case. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Mitt Romney, as you heard, Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud, playing the American public for suckers. What changed in 4 years? He wasn't afraid to give the endorsement 4 years ago. Trump is building a new Republican Party. Look at the thousands of people. Record turnout. And, you know, on the other side, there's no enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton. Is Romney... Romney almost seems... And maybe you're part of that crew. The whole, you know, we need to burn the village to save it. You'd rather lose the election with Trump to Hillary instead of a new Republican Party. Filled with who? White, middle-class, blue-collar workers who are leaving the Democrat Party and saying, you know what? I'm with Trump. I'm a Republican. I want to build the wall. I want to see the country secure. Romney, well, you know, his foreign policy, compared to who? Who we've had in office for the past 8 years? Trump is a successful businessman. I mean, you can't get this far without everyone feeling that it's time for a total change. And then what happens? Who was Romney speaking for? Was he speaking for you? Are you now going to jump off the Trump bandwagon and what? Go to Marco Rubio? Go to Ted Cruz? They're really going to try to do a brokered convention where the people don't get to pick at the party elite to? Isn't it? That's how the Republican Party ended up where it is right now anyway. All right, I want to remind you, go to our website, michaelsavage.com. You can see all the latest headlines. Also, the latest stories you can't find anywhere else, the FBI stories investigating Hillary Clinton worker cooperating with FBI and email scandal. Is Romney, do you think Romney is afraid that Trump is going to win the election and now he's kicking himself he didn't run? But that's regret. But don't take that out on Trump. You can also order Diseases Without Borders, the brand new Dr. Michael Savage. This is the best selling author, Disease Without Borders, available right now on the website. I was disgusted hearing Mitt Romney. And I say that as someone who I've interviewed him. I've met him before. I voted for him. But I don't know what that was today. There's no going backwards. It's too late. If they want to, you know, the number one goal, you tell me, is the number one goal to try to have a contest of who's the bigger Republican or to defeat Hillary Clinton, the Clinton machine, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and the Democrats in November? And let's just say it does go to a brokered convention. Are you with Trump or are you with Mitt Romney? Romney ran in 2008. He was unsuccessful to John McCain. Romney ran in 2012. He lost to Obama. Now you have John McCain speaking out. Who are they protecting? What are they protecting? I saw Karl Rove on Fox News. They're nervous because the Republican establishment is about to be overthrown. They want the bigger Republican tent. They have it. Record turnout all over the country. And why are they going out? Because of a politically incorrect businessman who's saying, let's seal the border and stop getting ripped off by foreign countries. And this is the guy that you attack and call a phony and a fraud? I think that Mitt Romney really embarrassed himself today. I think that was really uncalled for. I mean, do you want to have a country or not? Do you really want to put Hillary back in the White House? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. My God. All right, let's start off. Line one. Kevin is first up listening on WJR. Kevin, this is John DePietro, and you're first up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, John, man, you've had me mesmerized, my brother. You phenomenally well put on every single point you made.
Thank you.
My. I am totally disgusted with Mitt Romney, what he did today. It's kind of like a sore loser coming out and acting like a spoiled brat because he's not, of course, in the position that Donald Trump is in now. it's really, really disheartening when you see someone like him come out, and then you have the RNC sits back in the wings, and they don't have a gut to come out and say anything against Mitt Romney whatsoever, which is totally disgusting. What these guys are doing, the RNC, they're going to totally destroy the RNC the way it is today. They're destroying it. Not coming out and supporting your front runner. You've got to be kidding me.
You're right, Kevin. And, Kevin, you know, Romney was mentioning Reagan. What was Reagan's big thing? The 11th Amendment. Don't attack a fellow Republican, let alone the front runner who has turned the country upside down and has the most enthusiasm for the Republican Party since the Reagan Democrats of the 84 election and 1980 election, Kevin.
Totally agree. I mean, this, you know, Donald Trump is bringing out all kinds of people. He's bringing out Democrats, independents. How did Reagan win the election when he won it? He won it through independents and Democrats crossing over and voting for him. And it's exactly what Donald Trump is going to be doing. He's already got him coming out of the woodwork. It's ridiculous how these guys are not wanting to be accepting of independents and Democrats. I am a very conservative man, and my whole family is very conservative. Donald Trump is the real deal. I listen to Michael Savage every single day when he's on as well, and he says it like it is too as well. Donald Trump is the real deal, and these guys, like it or not, if they don't get out of the way and start backing the front runner, they're going to totally demolish and destroy the RNC.
You're exactly right, Kevin. Thank you. Let's go to line 8. Joe is listening on great radio station WABC in New York City. Joe, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, John, Romney is the man that's been compromised. He's the phony fraud. And I remember the 3 debates he had against Obama. The first one, he just wiped them out. He was tremendous. The second one, moderate. After that, I think he was compromised. And I have a theory. I can't prove it. But I remember his wife, Ann, was in the plane, and there was smoke in the cabin, his emergency, about the same time. And after that, on the third one, he just fell apart. Obama wiped him out on that. I believe he's owned, he's controlled, and he's doing this for someone. Someone is pushing him there like little.
Well, yeah, thank you for the call, Joe. Well, the someone he's doing it for is he's saying you should take a look at Marco Rubio and John Kasich and Ted Cruz. But doesn't he realize that people have looked at all those candidates? But that's why, and Trump remains the front runner? Line 7 is Gary listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Gary, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, how are you? This is, listen, I'm thinking almost like the RNC is their noblest of least. Like, we don't know what's good enough for us. You know, Jeb was, we had Rubio, which is Jeb 2.0, and now they're telling us if you support Trump, well, you just don't know any better. We need to guide you and steer you. The same thing like when Obama's talked about cats on top of the head.
You know, it's true, Gary. Thank you for the call. I mean, didn't you take it that way, that Romney, it basically was saying, you people are idiots. You don't realize that Trump is fooling you and you can't vote for him. We'll take your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. What do you think of former governor nominee, Republican nominee Mitt Romney coming out today and just laying out Donald Trump? Who's the real phony and the fraud? We're going to come back, take your phone calls. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO.
If we make the right choices, America's future will be even better than our past and better than our present. On the other hand, if we make improvident choices, the bright horizon I've described will not materialize. And let me put it very plainly. If we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished.
That was Mitt Romney speaking earlier today. Welcome. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation. As always, visit our website, michaelsavage.com. You know, so disappointing in Mitt Romney. The only thing missing is a back room and cigar smoke. Is this what we're going to go back to? The back room, the political machines, they decide who can run. They decide you got to wait your turn. They pick the candidate. Is this the Republican Party that people want? Is this the party that's going to defeat Hillary Clinton? All those people, record turnout, New Hampshire, record turnout, Iowa, record turnout, South Carolina, record turnout on Super Tuesday. Do you think all those people are coming out to have a backroom deal of the establishment, of the Jeb Bushes and the Marco Rubios and the Mitt Romneys decide who the Republican nominee is going to be? I thought the people were going to decide this. Let's go to line five. Lisa is listening on WMAL. Lisa, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello. Thank you. Yes. You know, there's no upside for Mitt Romney sticking his neck out like he did today, and he's smart enough to know that. He's only saying what he's saying because he knows something the rest of us need to know in order to make an informed choice.
Well, do you think he... Wait, Lisa, don't you think if you're going to give a speech like this, he could have given this speech back in September, October? Why do you do it now as Trump is the front runner and ready to go into the general election?
Because I think he thought people would be smart enough to see through Trump by now, and they're not. He must know something, or he would not say something like he did today. And even what he detailed and outlined today, why don't we have the transcript from the New York Times article? Why doesn't Trump disclose his taxes?
See, now you throw it all on him. And are you saying that we're not smart enough to pick who the nominee should be? The people are not smart enough?
I'm saying the people are not well-informed, and they are so angry that they're blind with anger.
You know, I'm going to disagree with you, Lisa, because I think people have vetted out the whole process. They've seen all the different candidates. There have been enough debates. There's been enough talk, and everyone has rallied around the front runner. I think Romney was out of line. You know, that's very damaging innuendo. That's almost Clinton-esque, Clinton machine-esque, to then throw around innuendo, oh, I know something, but I can't share it. Mitt Romney had no problem with Donald Trump 4 years ago. Mitt Romney had no trouble when he was taking endorsements or money from Donald Trump. And now, here it is, Mitt Romney kicking himself that he didn't run for president, and now he wants to throw the Republican frontrunner under the bus. And now tonight, in the debate on Fox, how soon do you think Megyn Kelly's going to light in or all the other candidates? Look what Romney said. How can you vote for Trump based on what Romney said? I think we're going to play more of what Trump said. He responded. He came back. This is not the election where people want the establishment. This is not the election where people want the establishment candidate picked. That's how I feel. We'll find out how you feel. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Mike the Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
The President of the United States has long been the leader of the free world. The President and, yes, even the nominees of the country's great parties helped define America to billions of people around the world. All of them bear the responsibility of being an example for our children and our grandchildren. Think of Donald Trump's personal qualities, the bullying, the greed, the showing off, the misogyny, the absurd third grade theatrics.
Now, I heard, and I saw just a little bit of it, but I heard that Mitt Romney made a fairly long speech. And I mean, honestly, I thought I'll just address it quickly because it's irrelevant. Look, Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed. He failed horribly. He failed badly. That was a race, I have to say, folks, that should have been won. That was a race that absolutely should have been won. And I don't know what happened to him. He disappeared.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're welcome to call the program 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. As always, visit our website, michaelsavage.com. Dr. Savage will be back on Monday, but you can visit the website, read all the latest stories, headlines, also order Dr. Savage's ebook, Diseases Without Border. And also check out Michael Savage on Facebook and on Twitter at A Savage Nation. You know, what you're hearing, you just heard, was Mitt Romney called his own press conference, and then you heard Donald Trump responding at a press conference in May. I think it's sad. I don't understand why Mitt Romney... Well, I do understand. But why would you want to go after the leader right now? The nominee. Trump's going to be the nominee. I mean, Mitt Romney, if you had a choice right now between Trump or Romney, I'm asking you, wherever you may be listening right now, who would you support? They're trying to get this to a brokered convention. It can't go to a brokered convention. Governor Romney represents the past. Governor Romney, whether he likes it or not, represents a failed Republican Party. I mean, and for him to stand out there and say Trump is a phony and a fraud, compared to who? Hillary, who's under investigation by the FBI, compared to a community organizer who's taken over the White House the past 8 years? I mean, say what you want about Trump. He has gone through the process. Don't you want a real competition? How many people listening right now? Only reason you vote in the primary is because of Trump. And it's very simple. He talks. It's very easy to understand. Maybe Romney realizes he should have gotten in the race. Maybe Mitt Romney realizes he had the wrong approach to the campaign 4 years ago. I thought Romney was going to win 4 years ago. I wanted him to win 4 years ago. I had an open mind when this process started. But Jeb Bush, he is low energy. And he ran a terrible campaign. And I can't pull the trigger for Marco Rubio. So now what? You're an idiot? Because you want to support Trump? We're all idiots? Record turnout around the country. The Republican Party is energized. 8 million voters in the primaries. 5 million of the Democrats. You don't think the Democrats are worried about Hillary? Who can barely beat a 74-year-old socialist? So what does Romney do? Comes out and start trashing Trump? My God. Let's go to line two. Rick is listening on WJR. Rick, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, by the way, you're doing a great job sitting in.
Thank you, Rick.
Don't forget, it was George Carlin that said, they got a club, and you and I ain't in it. And that's exactly what we're watching. We're watching the club, that close-knit bunch of people who got control of everything and think they control us with their news media and their controlled media. It's not working. I say we just keep plowing forward, seize this party or blow it up, one or the other. I represent one of the millions who's just plain fed up. We don't really care if Donald Trump is, you know, prevaricating or bloviating or whatever. We don't care. We see him as a monkey wrench that's going to be thrown into this whole system, and we are just rejoicing. Listen, when a party is desperately going after the front runner,
yep,
somebody who's bringing in millions of more voters. I mean, you would think if the party really was important and it was a party of the people, they would rejoice. But it's not. It's their club, and we're not in it. And they're ticked off that we're trying to participate in it. Well, that's just too bad. We're going to do that. Now, you know, when Romney was talking about the personal life of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Guess what? King David of Israel wouldn't have made the cut because his morality was not too cool. And yet the God of this universe says of David, he's the apple of my eye. So, folks, what?
You know, Rick, thank you for the call. You have to look at the other side. I mean, my God, compared to the Clintons and Mitt Romney, Governor Romney, who, you know, I respect, and he and Ian Romney, they did their best, but they fell short 4 years ago. So now, if you're a Trump supporter, you're supposed to forget him, and you're supposed to move on, because we're supposed to believe that either John Kasich or Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz are going to defeat Hillary Clinton. Well, that's not who people are behind, and I don't believe that either. I think this Trump wave has people who would vote Democrat who are now going to vote Republican and vote for the Trump campaign, though. Let's go to line five. Helen is listening on WABC. Helen, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Helen.
John, you know, they fear the shakeup, and that's what's going to be there. It is so fearful how they've been acting many years and the corruption that's been going on, and now it's all being exposed, and that's why they're all acting crazy. I have no respect for any of them. God bless Trump. Now, Hillary was on the TV, and she says, if they indict me, they have to indict everyone. She's telling us it's been all corruption over there, isn't she? Isn't she telling us?
You know, she is, Helen. And make no mistake, Helen, thank you for the call. The Democrats are worried. There's no energy for Hillary. She's, you know, who is she defeating? That's not a real opponent. Bernie Sanders is not a real opponent. There was a good story in the New York Times where the plan to have a coronation around Hillary Clinton has completely backfired. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the plan to put all the debates on Saturday night. Who was watching the Democrat debates on Saturday night? Nobody. Who was watching the Democrat debates put up against sporting events? They weren't even watching their own candidates. So there's no enthusiasm. Turnout is way down, way below. And the Sanders people are not necessarily going to vote and support Hillary. Where's the enthusiasm? Where's the record turnout? It's on the Republican side. Where are the people saying they've never voted before? Or where's the white, middle-class, blue-collar worker, better known years ago as the Reagan Democrat? They've reemerged in 2016, and who is their candidate? It's Donald Trump. It's not Marco Rubio. They're not coming out for John Kasich. They didn't come out for Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, who insists he was not in a trance or forced to stand up there the other night as he was, you know, no one looks good standing behind someone, but Christie really didn't look good. If you're a listener right now in New Jersey, I'd love to call and think what did you think of Christie standing behind Trump? I was waiting for Trump to say, hey, Chris, go grab me a Poland Spring, will you? Big guy. Or has Christie joined the Trump security team at this point? I mean, look at him. He looked terrible up there standing behind Trump. But what do you think of Mitt Romney coming out today? I think it's going to backfire. Let's go to line 7. Larry is listening on KSFO. Larry, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
I would like to start by saying I am a Cruz supporter, first of all, and I think, this is my opinion, is that if we vote for Trump as Republicans, we're going to have to apologize to Hillary, and we're going to have to stop calling McCain and Romney and Bush. We're going to have to stop calling them rhinos, because we would have been responsible for voting in the biggest rhino of all time, Trump, who can easily, he could have easily ran as a Democrat and been doing just as well. And so Trump,
you're wrong.
Corruption for years.
Larry, that's wrong. You think he could have run as a Democrat? How do you think it would have gone over at a Democrat rally when he mentions the wall?
Okay, if he knew he would have ran as a Democrat, he wouldn't have mentioned the wall. He's a lot smarter.
You said he could have run as a Democrat. I disagree with that. And I'll tell you what else, Larry, why you're wrong, is tell me the top business person that the Democrats elect or they admire.
The top business person that they elect or admire?
Yes, Donald Trump is, thank you for the call. Like, Donald Trump is a successful business person, and most people say he's like the most famous rich guy they know. And that's years of being in the public eye, it's years of being on The Apprentice, it's years of going way back when he used to sit down with Larry King. And going back to, you know, the late 80s when he first really started to emerge on the scene. I don't believe that. You know, and he's been with the Republicans for a while. And the fact where you're also wrong, the caller is wrong, is who brought up the birthing issue on Obama? It was Trump that forced the White House on that birth certificate. A Democrat wouldn't have done that. So I don't buy that. Let's go to line 1. Bill is listening on WLOB in Maine. Bill, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Bill.
Hi. I just want to say that I'm a lifelong Republican, and I am so offended by Romney's comments and the things he had to say. He ran his camp. I understand he's very religious, and he ran his campaign like a choir boy. Where there were so many things that we could have hit the Democrats with when he was running, and he didn't do it. And he's got the nerve to criticize Trump. Trump is at least as well-known as Hillary Clinton. He's the most well-known candidate that the Republicans have. And he's the only one, I think, that is sure to beat Hillary. And the way the other side is coming out against him, you know, the CNN having a poll saying that he would lose to Hillary. Nonsense. Where do they poll? They don't want anybody like Trump to run against Hillary, because he'll take 50 states. I would make a prediction that Trump will take 50 states if he runs against Hillary.
Now, Bill, Trump is up in Maine today. What's the Trump support like in the state of Maine?
I don't know. I live in Connecticut, but I'm listening up in Maine state.
All right. Thank you for the call, Bill. Let me go to Matthew, who's listening on KLIF. Matthew, you're up on the Savage Nation. It's John DePietro filling in for Dr. Savage. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, I'm no Trump supporter, so this is all in context. But Mitt Romney, first of all, who cares what a failed presidential candidate has to say about anything anyway? He had his 15 minutes, so it doesn't matter what he says. Even if what he said was accurate, which it wasn't, it's dirty, nasty politics. And frankly, not being a Trump supporter, I didn't like it, one, because it was nasty. Two, it's going to help Trump. I mean, it's going to help Donald. Now, you did mention, you know, the lady had mentioned that people were blind with anger, and I do believe that's true. And I believe that the majority of people who are supporting Donald Trump, in fairness, I mean, they're doing it out of emotion. It's the same sort of emotion that carried Barack Obama into office. People aren't thinking intellectually, because you said that he's been vetted by the people. People don't, if you ask 10 people, they wouldn't be able to tell you what all his businesses are. All they're parroting talking points.
Well, you're like an elitist type voter, that you study the issues but no one else studies the issues, Matthew? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's what you just said.
Well, I mean, to say that people haven't vetted him, you'd be surprised at how people make decisions. And you're also wrong, thank you for the call, on Romney. Romney hardly had 15 minutes of fame. He's been on the scene for a long time. He ran against Ted Kennedy in the 90s. He ran the Olympics in 2002 in Salt Lake City. He ran for president in 2008. He was the nominee in 2012. And also for you to say, well, who cares what he thinks? Are you kidding me? It's the lead story in the nation today. So a lot of people care. But the question is, you, the voter, is it going to have impact on you? Does it make you stop and pause and say, maybe I shouldn't vote for Trump? Maybe I should be with Rubio. Maybe I should be with Cruz or Kasich, or that it should go to a broken convention. I don't think that's what the people want. But we're going to come back and take more of your phone calls. So 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
So even though Donald Trump has offered very few specific economic plans, what little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families. But you say, wait. Isn't he a huge business success? Doesn't he know what he's talking about? No, he isn't. And no, he doesn't.
That is Mitt Romney from earlier today. You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. I'm looking at a headline. Mitt Romney, John McCain denounced Donald Trump as a danger to democracy, and even saying that the democratic political system is in peril. So the guy that lost in 2008, who picked Sarah Palin as his running mate, and the guy who lost in 2012, what do you think? Are both jealous that Trump is on the verge of becoming the next president? Talk about sour grapes. Let's go to line four. Joe is listening on WABC in New York. Joe, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing? I think
very well, Joe.
I think it was a disgrace today what happened with Mitt Romney speaking against Donald Trump. And all this stuff is just going to help Trump. It's obvious that he's a sore loser because he lost last time. And it also just goes to show what the Republicans was doing to Barack Obama. If this is how you treat one of your own fellow running mates that's in the front runner, what did you do to Democrat Barack Obama? Now, here I am, a Democrat. I'd be willing to vote for Trump because I know he's not part of the inside establishment with all the nonsense. No, the people have spoken. They chose someone different to be the front runner. And Donald Trump is right. He has everybody. He's getting Democrats to back him. He's getting Republicans. He's getting independents. And there's no one that the Republican Party have up front. For the 8 years that they was giving Barack Obama a hard way to go, they should have remembered one thing. Who are we going to have that's going to replace this guy? And they never found a candidate.
No.
Two Tea Party guys, no one is voting for Cruz or for Rubio. Rubio is a lightweight, and Cruz cannot be trusted. I don't trust this guy at all. He's a straight-up liar. The best one that the Republicans had, I believe, was Jeb Bush. But because of the bitter taste of his brother, that's why
he got crushed. Thank you, Joe. Remember, the website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. We'll continue on The Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And you're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. He will be back on Monday. You're welcome to call into the program by dialing 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. You can order Dr. Savage's ebook, Diseases Without Borders. Diseases Without Borders, available right now at michaelsavage.com. You can also read all the latest headlines, whether it be the FBI and the latest regarding the investigation into Hillary Clinton, or the latest also about Dr. Savage talking about the Zika virus and how that's going to affect you and your family. Read about it at michaelsavage.com, and also follow Michael Savage on Facebook and on Twitter at asavagenation.com. Well, tonight, the Republican candidates will gather in Detroit. Fox News debate. Dr. Ben Carson has finally left the race, even though in one of the debates he couldn't find his way onto the stage. He finally has found his way. As much as he's saying he's not dropping out of the race, he's not participating in the debate tonight. So now it's down to four. Governor John Kasich, Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Ted Cruz, and the front runner, the big winner on Super Tuesday, the person that I don't see anything stopping him as the nominee, and that is first-time running businessman Donald Trump. Now, today was a sad day. I think it was a sad day for Governor Mitt Romney, who I've said. I've met Governor Romney. I voted for him 4 years ago. He welcomed the Trump endorsement. And what did Mitt Romney do today? Let's burn down the village to save it. Mitt Romney took it upon himself, after seeing the results of Super Tuesday, to step forward. This is just a little bit. This is Mitt Romney going after Donald Trump, the Republican front runner, today.
So even though Donald Trump has offered very few specific economic plans, what little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families. But you say, wait. Isn't he a huge business success? Doesn't he know what he's talking about? No, he isn't. And no, he doesn't.
You know, it's hard to believe that Romney, or maybe it's not hard to believe, that they want the establishment, they want to control it. Romney, who came so close, Romney, by all accounts, would have been a very good president if he was able to beat President Obama 4 years ago. So now where do we stand? Well, Trump has romped. Trump has energized the Republican Party. Trump has brought out record crowds, record turnout, all the rallies, dominating the press since he announced last June. And then what happens today? Both Mitt Romney and John McCain say that he's unfit. And how about, what do you think of Romney saying, well, Donald Trump is a phony, he's a fraud? Compared to who? Compared to Elizabeth Warren, compared to Hillary Clinton, or compared to the turnout on the Democrat side is way down. Where's the record turnout? Republican primaries. Why is it? Because of Trump. Who do you want to pick the Republican nominee? Do you want to pick it? Should the voters pick it? Or should it be, let's go to backroom politics? Or Romney saying, forget about the front runner. I want you to just focus on these three establishment candidates, of which Cruz wasn't even seen as an establishment candidate. The Democrats are in a panic. New York Times story. No enthusiasm for Hillary. Turnout way down. It's like a flip-flop from 2008 when President Obama was bringing them all out to vote. This time around, it's Trump that's bringing them out. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she's now trying to say the situation is not as bad as it appears. Let's hear Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
We had more voters in Nevada at our caucus than they had in theirs. And then if you look at the states in which there was a less competitive contest between our two candidates on our side. That's where the turnout dropped. And where there was a more competitive contest in those states, we had nearly the turnout that Republicans did. So we're very, very pleased with our turnout and are confident that we're going to have success in November as a result.
They're not confident. Very pleased with the turnout. Bernie Sanders raised $43 million last month and has given Hillary a run for the money. If they didn't have the coronation, if they didn't hide the debates on a Saturday night, there's no enthusiasm for people going out. All the enthusiasm is on the Republican side, people leaving the Democrat Party, and they're voting in the Republican primary. So whose side are you on? Who would you rather see as the nominee? Mitt Romney, who obviously is interested again and wants to run again. He's probably kicking himself for not running. Or the front runner, Donald Trump. Line 5, Mo is listening on WABC in New York. Mo, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mo.
John, the way I look at it right now is that basically the Republican Party is showing me what they are. We elected this group of bums in 2010 and 2014 to stop the train where they were going, and yet they didn't listen to the voters. They didn't listen to the people who put them in office, and now we see it again. We see the voters have decided, even though I'm not the biggest Trump supporter, I'm becoming more and more by the day. The voters have decided that Trump is their nominee. The voters have decided that Trump is the front runner. And yet, what does the Republican Party do? The Republican Party decides they don't want Donald Trump. They want to keep the bureaucracy the way it is. And they decided they don't want Trump. I want Donald Trump as the nominee, not Mitt Romney, not any guy the establishment picks.
You know, it's interesting. Thank you, Mo. You know, for John McCain and Mitt Romney, don't you think they just being sore losers? I mean, they tried. They both ran valiant effort. I voted for John McCain as well. They came up short. Both he and Mitt came up short. But do you support Mitt coming out today and firing guns blaring? What do you think Megyn Kelly's going to do today tonight to Trump? And then Trump has to, again, get a barrage from Rubio and Cruz and now Kasich and then the panel and then Hillary. And I mean, do you want to win back the White House or do you not want to win back the White House? Let's go to line 6. Larry is listening on great radio station WJR. Larry, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Larry.
Hi there, John. How you doing? Thank you.
Very well, Larry. Go right ahead.
Good. The way I look at that, all of this is contrived, as that gentleman was saying earlier, for the benefit of the club. I mean, Romney articulated an argument against Trump today, and he was pretty strong and passionate in his arguments, but I didn't find anything like that when he fought against Obama. Nothing about the lies of Benghazi or the corruption and incompetence of Benghazi. Nothing about the downturn of the economy. Nothing about the illegitimate process of Obamacare. So when we see the establishment going against Trump like this, it's somewhat transparent about what's really driving him. It certainly isn't the benefit of this country.
Not only that, Larry, but, I mean, Larry, could you have ever imagined a Democrat having this type of press conference against the front runner for the Democrat Party?
Not a bit. Not a bit. They circle the wagons. There's no way that if they've got a front runner, they're gonna sabotage it. They're not going to do that.
You know, they're not, Larry, thank you for the call. And on top of that, why would Romney then do the heavy lifting unless he truly feels that way, as there's been speculation, that he feels he had an obligation to do this, and he felt he can't sit on the sidelines any longer. But if he felt this way, what did Trump change overnight? Trump has been the same since he announced. And Romney could have spoken out. Where was this speech in September? Where was the speech in October? Why did you want the endorsement 4 years ago? Why are you calling him a phony and a fraud? Then he was going after Trump with he's been married 3 times and this other. Well, yeah, it's four years ago. When you wanted his endorsement, he had been married 3 times. I think he embarrassed himself today. And he's part of the establishment. I saw Karl Rove on Fox last night. Karl Rove, the insiders like that, they're panicked. They're panicked that they're the establishment, they're the party, and they're losing the party. They talk about building and a big tent for the Republican Party. Guess who's bringing those people in? Trump's bringing those people in. And you don't have to be a fan. But you can't deny the enthusiasm. You can't deny what you're seeing with the record turnout. And you can't deny 35,000 people at a rally in Alabama. When's the last time you went to a rally where there are 35,000 people? Line 2 is Lisa, listening on WSBA. Lisa, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. Larry stole my thunder. If Romney this was uncharacteristic of him. If he displayed a fraction of the passion that he displayed this morning, he would have beat Obama. And I think this is political payback because he owes a lot of people money for affronting him for the last election. And I'm tired of people treating us like lowbrow. Most of us are highly educated who are backing Trump.
That's right, Lisa. And Lisa, you know, Mitt Romney, if he had jumped out 2 years ago, do you remember he did a series of interviews? I think he did Letterman or different shows after that. And people saying, boy, if we had seen this personality, Mitt Romney, it could have helped him on the campaign trail. And Lisa, you're right. You never saw that type of passion going after President Obama the way he did. The only one that you saw on the campaign trail that went after President Obama like that was Sarah Palin, Lisa.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now, as the Republicans have a front runner, Lisa, and they're bringing all these people in, now he decides to unload on Trump and say he's unfit, and what, the sky's going to collapse if we elect Trump as president? Does anybody really believe that, Lisa?
This is political payback. This is not who Romney has portrayed himself to be in the past.
No. No. Lisa, thank you for the call. No, he is not. She raises a good point. Let's go to Mike on line 8, who's listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Mike, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John. Thank you for taking my call. I'll tell
Welcome.
You, I was a big Trump supporter at the beginning, and I slowly over time, my support for him has sort of waned, and it's been kind of so-so. And the last debate, I was influenced a little bit, you know, by what Rubio had said, where he kind of called Trump out and said, you know, what's your real position? And as I kind of went back, and what were the reasons why I liked Trump so much, was he spoke my language. He was very simple. He just said, you know, this is what we need to do. It wasn't all his political speak. But I'll tell you, I think I really saw eye to eye with what Romney said earlier today, and it really struck a chord in me, because I'm a Republican, and a lot of the stuff that Trump says doesn't sit right with me. The way that he talks, the way that he acts during these debates, it's not very presidential to me.
Let me tell you what's not presidential. Like, you know what's not presidential is someone lying about Americans killed in Benghazi and then trying to pretend and treat us all like idiots, like it was a videotape. You know what's not presidential is the way the president has declared war against law enforcement and stirred up race riots over the past 8 years. I don't think that's, and you know what's also not presidential is the person be the first gentleman and with an intern in the Oval Office. I don't think that's presidential either. As long as we're talking about what's presidential, let's put it all out there. Thank you for the call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2647.
Here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat. His domestic policies would lead to recession. His foreign policies would make America and the world less safe.
That is the voice of Governor Mitt Romney, former Republican nominee for 2012, attacking the Republican frontrunner today in the form of going after Donald Trump. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation. Folks, you can call in 1-855-400-SAVAGE or log on to our website, michaelsavage.com. Chris Christie, no regrets about endorsing Trump. How about Christie said, I wasn't being held hostage. Then maybe you should have blinked a few times to let us know. Governor Chris Christie defended both his loyalty to his job as governor in New Jersey and his endorsement of Trump. Press conference amid calls for his resignation from numerous New Jersey newspapers. While Big Boy, that's what Romney called him. That's what Romney called him, Big Boy. While Christie says he's aware his endorsement decision isn't widely popular, he says he really thinks Trump is the best person to beat Hillary Clinton. I obviously thought I was better. The voters disagreed. So I made a choice. And he added, just to set the record straight, he wasn't regretting his endorsement during that infamous Trump press conference on Super Tuesday. No, I wasn't being held hostage. No, I wasn't sitting up there thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? Nobody looks good standing behind someone. But, you know, even Christie sums it up. He lost. He tried. He competed against him. Who did the people pick? They picked him. Do John McCain and Mitt Romney come off to you as nothing more than sore losers? Do you think that's what it is? They just come off as sore losers? Let's go to line one. George is listening on WFNC. George, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, George.
John, I'm calling in because I want to give the listeners a new take because, see, I believe, I'm a Trump supporter and I'm a black Korean War and Vietnam veteran.
Thank you for your service.
And 21 years, 11 months, and 13 days. Landed at Incheon in 53. But I'm calling in to say that I believe Romney was giving attack points to Cruz and Rubio tonight to try to use at the debate. They think they're slick. They don't like the establishment. I was a Reagan a supporter when Reagan ran for his second term. And boy, they hated my guts in Richmond, a black man coming out for Ronald Reagan. But I got tired of their foolishness by calling that man prejudice and everything else. And it turned out that Reagan did win. And I'm the black preacher, by the way, that they put on Ronald Reagan's podium September 30th, 87. You can check your nexus and you'll find it out.
I will, George. First of all, thank you for the call, preacher. But on top of that, you know, keep in mind, we haven't seen this type of independence and, as they call them, the Reagan Democrats, involved in an election since Ronald Reagan, since either 1980 or in the 1984 election. And, you know, it's Trump that's bringing the record turnout. It's Trump that's getting all the people to the rallies. It's Trump that's getting more enthusiasm. You're seeing an enthused voter base on the Republican Party, and you don't see it on the Democrat side. So who do you support, Trump or the establishment? Who's Romney and Rubio and the like? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
He has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president, and his personal qualities would mean that America would cease to be a shining city on a hill. I'm convinced America has greatness ahead. And this is a time for choosing. God bless us to choose a nominee who will make that vision a reality.
I am not a fan of Barack Obama, and that was a race that I backed Mitt Romney. I backed him. You can see how loyal he is. He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees. He was begging. He was begging me, and did you see how great, he said, oh, I'm not big like him, he's the great businessman, all that stuff. Well, since then, I've done much better.
That is, well, you just heard back-to-back, the battle of the day. Mitt Romney first, attacking GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, and then you heard Trump responding. Do you think that was, you know, I'm seeing on Twitter some of the more liberal journalists are trying to say that was a Trump making almost a sexual innuendo remark. I didn't take it that way. If someone says they're begging for forgiveness or they're begging for something, they get down on their knees. That's how I see it. I don't see it that way. You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back on Monday. You're welcome to call the program at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282, and also visit the website michaelsavage.com. Today, Mexico says they won't pay for Trump's, quote, terrible border wall. Mexico City. There's no way Mexico would fund Donald Trump's, quote, terrible plan to build a wall along its border with the United States if the Republican frontrunner wins the U.S. presidential election, the Mexican finance minister said. Trump, of course, has vowed not only are they going to build it, they're going to pay for it. But in a televised interview, they rejected the proposal. Under no circumstances will Mexico pay for the wall. You watch. The wall's going to get built. and my money is on Trump, that, in fact, number one, the wall will be built, and it will be known as the Trump wall. It doesn't matter what they call it, but it will be called on that. But for Mitt Romney to step up and say he's a phony and he's a fraud, and Hillary, what, goes unscathed? And now we're also just supposed to follow the Republican establishment? The Republicans haven't been listening. Do you think Washington is working well, or do you think it's broken? Do you think there's a big difference between the Republicans and the Democrats? Do you think that lobbyists control Washington, or they're just on the sidelines? I think this was a big mistake by Mitt Romney. I think it's just going to fuel people even more. That horse has left the barn. That speech, it's too little too late. And also, I mean, they as one of the callers said, they make the guy sign a pledge that he won't run third party. He's in the party. He's winning the party. And now you want to have a broken convention and take the nomination away from him. Let's go to line two. Barbara is listening on KSFO. Barbara, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Barbara.
Hi. You just hit the nail on the head. I think it's just, you know, I used to be a Democrat, and I'm now a Trump supporter, and I think that the Democrat establishment and the Republican establishment are similar, and that people are getting smart and going, wait a minute, this isn't working. We don't need to be pitted against each other. We just need to, you know, stand up for our rights. And frankly, what appeals to me with Trump, which would be heresy in the Democratic Party, is the wall. What is racist about asking to secure our borders?
That's exactly right, Barbara, and there's nothing racist. And, Barbara, I'm curious. You say you've been a Democrat. Can I ask, now, who did you vote for president 4 years ago? Were you an Obama supporter?
You know, I didn't vote for Obama. I never really liked Obama. I didn't buy it when people were so, you know, excited about him. So I didn't vote 4 years ago. And
But coming up in the fall, Barbara, if it was a choice between Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, who would you vote for and why?
100% Donald Trump. Because I like everything that he says. I don't trust Hillary. I've never trusted her. But I like this idea of securing our borders. I like what he's saying about health care. I like that he's a straight talker. I believe him. You know, I don't believe a lot of these politicians, but I believe Donald Trump. He says it like he feels it, and he's not hiding anything.
Now, Barbara, Mitt Romney says you're being fooled. He's fooling you. What do you say to Mitt Romney?
I think Mitt Romney's trying to fool everyone, and I think the American people are smart enough to know that the establishment is trying to fool us, because they don't want us to take back the power.
You know, thank you for the call, Barbara. I agree with Barbara. And I mean, don't you think that's a big part of it? Last night, as I was watching Fox News, Karl Rove, the establishment, who I do think Karl Rove, he got George W. Bush elected twice, the architect. He is a brilliant political strategist, but they're panicked because they can't control a wild card like Trump. He doesn't owe them anything. He doesn't owe any of the lobbyists anything. He doesn't. What does he owe Karl Rove? Rove, they're all in with Jeb Bush in that failed campaign. Do you think this is because Romney and John McCain and Karl Rove and Jeb Bush and the rest of they all realize they're going to be on the outside looking in? Isn't that what this is? Elaine on line four is listening on WMAL in our nation's capital. Elaine, you're up. This is John DePietro, and you're in the Savage Nation. Hello, Elaine.
Hi. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's important about Romney's remarks is what he didn't say. I think that he believes he's the one who can beat Hillary Clinton. He doesn't really have that much confidence in Rubio or Cruz, and he really regrets that he didn't run this time. I think he wants to be drafted as the rescuer for the Republican Party now that the base is really energized. And the one thing he didn't do when he ran last time, he didn't energize the party. And he almost matched Trump's label for Jeb Bush. He was pretty much low energy.
You know, that's a good observation, Elaine. And Elaine, you know what else is different about the two men? Elaine, does Trump hide his wealth from anybody?
No.
No, right? I'm a successful businessman. I'm worth billions. Elaine, do you remember that fake photo of Governor Romney? While I think it was during one of the primaries, I'm not sure what state it was, but the campaign leaked a photo of him and his wife doing their laundry while they're on the campaign trail. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
I mean, Elaine, Mitt Romney put $50 million of his own money into the race. Do you really think he took the time while he was out on the campaign trail to go to a whatever the washer dryer in the hotel they were staying at and do their own laundry, Elaine? Do you believe that?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Absolutely not. So, you know, thank you for the call, Elaine. Folks, if we're talking about who's a phony, I mean, look at the way Trump stepped up. Yes, I am wealthy. Yes, I'm very successful. I'm worth billions. I have a successful company. He hasn't hit anything. When Romney says about, you know, being a phony and a fraud, how about Hillary? Well, you know, when we got out of the White House, we were broke. We couldn't pay bills just like you. Boy, they took care of that pretty quick, didn't they? Mitt Romney comes from wealth. There's nothing wrong with that. He was a good candidate. He just came up short. He just couldn't break through being just another rich white guy out on the trail. Trump comes out. Yes, he's brazen. And yes, they've all been attacking him. But I don't think he hides who he is at all. I think people saw him on The Apprentice all those years. They get used to someone like that. He's pretty much the most famous rich guy that a lot of people know. What do you think? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to line 5. Ernie is listening on WABC in New York. Ernie, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ernie.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to say that Donald Trump represents a large constituency that hasn't been identified. It's the average guy who's worked for a middle management boss, didn't necessarily like him, but knew that he carried his own weight and was in there 100% with him. He's the union worker. He's the entrepreneur. And that's who his actual voting. That's why the U.S. such a great turnout with voting. And you hit one very important point, which was we know him. We've seen him for years. We really got to know the guy.
You know, that's a very good point, Ernie. And Ernie, you know what else is? A lot of those workers that you're talking about, and they were first called, you know, the Reagan Democrats, but it is. It's the white, middle-class, blue-collar worker. Ernie, they're turning around, and they're looking at the Democrat Party, and they're seeing a party that's bringing in illegals. They're looking at a party that encourages government assistance and entitlements. They're looking at, as someone described it for me, the Democrats have become the party of takers. They just take, take, take. And suddenly now these workers, that years ago, maybe they would have been Democrats, but now they're stopping and saying, I'm not with that party. I'm not with the party, Ernie, of the Black Lives Matter. I'm not with the party of the people that are destroying the CVS in Baltimore or burning down and going after the police in Ferguson. I'm not with that party. I'm with the guy that says, hey, enough, we're going to put up the wall, and I'm here to protect you. Ernie, don't you think that Trump appeals more to that worker?
He appeals to every worker, including those more diverse, who have worked hard, who've tried to get on their own, who fight for moral objectives, and have faced hardships and bounced back from it on their own 2 feet.
I think you're right, Ernie. Thank you for the call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Remember, our website is michaelsavage.com. You know, there is a story out today that Trump's life was threatened. And who was he threatened by? A foreigner on the West Coast in a flight school who's going to be deported. The very threat that he has talked about. And yet, actually, because of the news of Mitt Romney going after him, it's kind of been overshadowed into the news. Now, tonight, I agree with the caller that said that Mitt Romney probably did this today. Don't you think he did it to give ammunition to the other Republicans on the stage? He also really did it. You watch. It's going to be the first thing. Tonight, debate in Detroit on Fox News Channel. They say Trump can't get along with anyone. He's going to be on Fox tonight. Megyn Kelly's on the panel tonight. Don't you think it's unfair? Romney and McCain, who failed. They failed to win against Obama in 08 and in 2012, and suddenly now they're saying you have to look at someone else. The party can't support Donald Trump. Line 6, Shane is listening on WJR in Detroit. Shane, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Shane.
Hello. I just wanted to call and bring up the fact that what I see happening here is the Republicans are getting ready to steal this election from the people. What they want to do is they want to draw it out. They want to keep as many people in as possible. They want to bring it all the way to the convention. They want to keep Donald Trump under half of the delegates. If he gets less than half of the delegates, Then once they go in and they do their first vote, it comes out Donald Trump didn't win the nomination. Well, these delegates are no longer legally binded by the popular vote. They can vote for whoever they want after that. So if what's going to happen is Mitt Romney, if Rubio doesn't make it past Florida, if Rubio cannot take Florida, he's out, Mitt Romney's in, the Koch brothers are going to back Romney, they're going to take it all the way to the convention, and then they're going to try to steal it from Trump. They're working for Hillary.
Well, I don't know if they're working for Hillary, they're just working, Shane, to try to remain from being irrelevant. But, Shane, you know, Romney, as much as he says, Romney-McCain, that Trump is destroying the Republican Party, Shane, if they actually pull that and they go against the will of all the voters that have come out, all the Republican primaries and record turnout, Shane, if they actually pull that maneuver, it's over. They'll be destroying the party. There'll be no party left. You're going to have anarchy. Shane, would you want to be a member of a party that operates that way, the old political bosses, where no matter how the vote is, they pick who the nominee is going to be?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think you meant to say, thank you, Shane. I think you meant to say no. I wouldn't want to be a member of that party. Let me go to line 7. Sal is listening on WVFT in Florida. Sal, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Sal.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. Couple of things. You know, the Democrats are just, every time the Republicans have a debate, they sit there and they laugh. You know, this whole thing is kind of funny. You got all the Republican debates on channels that are operated by more of the left side of the scale here, and then these moderators get the Republicans to go at it tooth and nail with each other and making them look like fools, and they can't even understand that. I think the Republicans that are on that stage, if they have grievances to air, they should do it behind closed doors and resolve it that way instead of airing it all out for the American people. We don't want to see it. Furthermore, it really rings home the fact that we do want somebody different in office that's going to take control. We need somebody that's going to, you know, orchestrate, you know, a plan and carry it out. And he's got a lot of people behind him right now, people that are endorsing him that can come forward and step in and do some great things for this country. You know,
it's funny, Sal. Thank you for the call, Sal. They attacked Reagan this way. They attacked Reagan. Not to this extent, but they did attack Reagan when he ran. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
It's my honor, real honor.
Was fine then. I guess he wasn't a fake and a phony and a fraud then. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation. Boy, what a difference 4 years ago compared to what Romney did to Trump today. Let's go to line 6. Archie is listening on WABC in New York. Archie, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Archie.
John, I'm ready to literally throw up here in New York. I've been listening to your program now for the past 35 minutes or so, and everybody who is a Trump robot, including you, should get used to the 3 words I'm about to say. I'll say it slow, because you and all your Trump listeners have a problem with education and following things quickly. President Hillary Clinton.
Not happening. What's that, Archie? Not happening.
Trump could be the president of the game show network, but other than that, he's a clown and he's a fraud.
You're wrong. Dead wrong. Republican front runner. Finally going to make America great again. A lot more to go, plus your phone calls. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
If we make the right choices, America's future will be even better than our past and better than our present. On the other hand, if we make improvident choices, the bright horizon I've described will not materialize. And let me put it very plainly. If we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're invited to call into the program at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Dial 1-855-400-7282. Log on to our website, michaelsavage.com. You can sign up for the Savage newsletter. Also, order Dr. Savage's ebook, Diseases Without Borders, all available right now, plus all the latest headlines, all the stories you need, right there at michaelsavage.com. You can also follow Michael Savage. You can follow Dr. Savage on Facebook and also on Twitter at asavagenation.com. Very, very disappointing in former Republican nominee, just 4 years ago, Republican Governor Mitt Romney, who decided today, of all times, as the Fox News debate is tonight, to unleash on the front runner Donald Trump, the person that has romped through this primary season, won New Hampshire, won South Carolina, won big on South Carolina on Super Tuesday, record turnouts at rallies, involvement voters in Republican primary up 3 million from 8 years ago. Democrat side down 3 million. What does that tell you? And what does Romney do today? Unloads on Trump. He's a phony. He's a fraud. Vote for the establishment. I like Mitt Romney. I think he embarrassed himself today. What do you think? Do you want to see a brokered convention where they're all going to gather in Ohio and then what? The party bosses smoke some cigars like the old days and then pick who should be the nominee? You want to have Karl Rove and the super PACs and the lobbyists in Washington, they decide who the nominee is going to be? Is that going to be the Republican Party? Why not trot out George Pataki and Lindsey Graham and everyone else that has fallen by the wayside? Maybe they should forget about the primary and just have Jeb Bush with his exclamation point where he doesn't even use his last name. Listen, are they blind to what's going on? Mitt Romney doing that today has led up to. Washington has led up to and given birth. That's why Trump is popular in the first place. And how do you feel about Governor Romney saying, if you like Trump, you're an idiot? You don't see that he's a phony. You don't see that he's a fraud. Are you that stupid? Have you watched him in the debates? Have you seen him speak at the rallies, the cables? So we're all watching him. We all know his background. We all know what he wants to do, whether it be the wall or improve trade or just protect the nation. Peggy Noonan had a great piece in the Wall Street Journal just a few days ago. What they miss. Romney misses this. Bush misses this. The Republican establishment, what do they miss? Trump is the protector. Trump is Jack Nicholson in Few Good Men. You need me on that wall. I'll protect you. I will protect the nation with my wall, with my hat, everything. They don't get that. That's what this is. That's part of the appeal. It's not all the appeal. Now, as far as, you know, so you're giving, what, Hillary a free pass and attacking Trump that way? How about the headline? I'm sure the people in Washington are thrilled about this. Obama's to remain in D.C. after presidency. President Obama cast some light on his post-presidency plans today, telling lunch companions he plans to remain in Washington so his youngest daughter can finish high school. We're going to have to stay a couple years so Sasha can finish. Transferring some in the middle of high school, that's tough. Oh, I'm sure the next president's going to be thrilled about that, as President Obama is going to remain in Washington. But I'd like to know what you think about Mitt Romney. I think it's unfair to the Trump supporters. Listen, people have made a decision. People are willing to gamble and say, it's broken. I don't like what's going on in Washington. And we're willing to gamble on this guy, right? Don't you think that's what it's come down to? And he's attracting. You want to talk about the tent? The tent has gotten a lot bigger under the candidacy of Trump. Look at the exit polls. He's winning in every category. And then Romney stands up and this isn't the way to do it and the country is doomed. Wow. You know, they want to talk about Reagan. I mean, Reagan took a lot of shots when he was running. Let's go to Jesse on line 4, listening on WJR. Jesse, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, John. I just wanted to say the audacity of the Republican Party to try to steal this election from us. Last time I checked, we were still a democracy. It is up to us. We, the people, we get to vote. We get to choose. It's not up to them. And the blank of them to try to steal it from us, it just galls me to no end.
It does, Jesse. You had everyone on stage as far as all the candidates. And for whatever reason, people didn't flock to what Jeb Bush was saying. People didn't flock to what Dr. Ben Carson was saying. People didn't flock to whether it be, you know, Pataki or Huckabee or Lindsey Graham or all the rest of them, Jesse. Who has stood out from the whole crowd is Trump. And now Romney and the establishment want to try to steal it back. Jesse, I don't think the people are going to let them do it.
Oh, no. I mean, the condescension is it's so annoying. I can't tell you how bad. It's so condescending. It reminds me of dealing with a five-year-old and saying, yes, yes, honey, you have to put your coat on to go outside. I know you don't understand. That's it feels like.
It does. Thank you for the call, Jesse. Let's go to Colin on line 8, who's listening on KSFO. Colin, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Colin.
Well, look, John, thank you. I'm actually from up here in Massachusetts, your old stomping grounds.
Okay, thank you.
I wanted to say that Romney sounded like a total jerk today. And first of all, his speech was riddled with lies. When he ever said that Donald Trump inherited his wealth, I went crazy. We know that that is not at all the case. Yes, his father did well in business. All he did was pass on his skills to Donald Trump.
Right.
Donald has turned a $1 million loan from his father into a $10 billion empire.
Yep.
As for the caller prior to the break, I am sick and tired of people like that telling us how stupid we are for supporting Trump. And if Trump is such a fraud, John, where are all the former employees and all his people that he dealt with in past deals?
Right.
Coming out and saying what a fraud he is.
Have That's
we
right.
heard from one person? But no, Mitt Romney and your caller prior to the break are sure that Donald Trump is a fraud. And then Mitt Romney and John McCain, the two guys that tiptoed around Barack Obama.
That's right.
A pair of ballet dancers. They're saying that Donald Trump is a threat to what? To our democracy?
Compared to what we've just gone through for 8 years, Colin?
It's unbelievable.
It is. And Colin, Trump got more votes in the Republican primary in Super Tuesday in Massachusetts than Romney got, and he was the governor of Massachusetts.
Right, exactly. It's unbelievable. And the other thing, the silver lining, I think, in this might be that what more is there that Hillary Rotten Clinton could possibly throw at Trump in the general election?
Good point.
I think this may be a good preparation, a good preview for Trump to get prepared for what might be coming. And I think if Hillary comes in November, you know, after the nomination process and starts throwing this stuff at Trump, it'll be like, yeah, that's all old news. We've heard all this crap before about Donald Trump. Now, what about you, Hillary Clinton?
That's right.
You
Thank
up to.
That's exactly right, Colin. Thank you for the call. And the FBI investigation continues into that. How much do you love? I love when Trump says, oh, we're definitely going to look to indict Hillary once I become the president. Jim is on line 1. He's listening on KUGN in Oregon. Jim, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have to say that when I heard Governor Romney speak, it rang pretty hollow with me because I was remembering how he was cowed into submission by Candy Crowley. He had a seminal moment where he might have even been the president had he spoken up and stood up for the truth, but he cowed to the conventional wisdom of his handlers.
Yes.
And you know the story of the little fish that gloms onto the shark, the remora. You know, it's
yep.
parasitic. It gets its living from that. Well, there's a whole journalist class of people that have made it all about them as well. And I just want to encourage the audience as they watch tonight.
I'm so passionate about this. I wrote a book about it a couple of years ago about this whole business about narrative and narrative creation and manipulation. Just if people would watch that debate tonight and recognize that this is about stopping Hillary Clinton as much as anything. I was a reserve chaplain in the Navy, and I used to knock on doors every now and then and make notifications about sailors and Marines not coming home. And when I watched Hillary Clinton at Dover Air Force Base lie to grieving families next to their flag-draped coffins, I would say to the people of America, do not let this lady become the president of the United States.
Excellent call, Jim. And for those that have seen 13 Hours, anyone, if you saw the movie 13 Hours, you would not vote for Hillary to be the next president. Thank you for the call, Jim. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to line 5. Brian is listening on WFNC. Brian, you're up. This is John DePietro on the Savage Nation. Hello, Brian.
How you doing? I just want to say I was watching HLN before the Trump speech and all the talking heads. They were actually talking about how the base at the exit polls for Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, that they said that if Bernie Sanders doesn't get in, that whole group is going to vote for Trump. So number-wise, you know, he gets those voters too. And if those voters basically showed up because of Bernie, and they're going to go away because of Bernie. And the same thing with the Trump voters. If they get rid of Trump, the whole base that he created that didn't exist before, they're all just going to be like, eh, all right, and they're going to move on. So
I think you're right, Brian. Thank you for the call. There is no enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton at the polls. And how about in Massachusetts? Elizabeth Warren had a golden moment where she could have endorsed Bernie Sanders, and she stayed on the sidelines. Total coward. There's an editorial about how gutless that was, that Senator Elizabeth Warren had an opportunity to endorse Bernie Sanders. But the Sanders people, they are not with Hillary. They want an outsider. Look at New Hampshire. It was Trump and Sanders. They were the big winners. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO.
Successfully bringing jobs home requires serious policy and reforms that make America the place businesses want to come, want to plant, and want to grow. You can't punish business into doing what you want. Frankly, the only serious policy proposals that deal with the broad range of national challenges we confront today come from Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich.
Would you like to secure today, as he decided to take to the airwaves to trash the GOP frontrunner, Donald Trump? This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation. You know, Trump, as much as Romney knocked him, Trump has a 7-point health care plan. And the details? Repeal Obamacare. Repeal the McCarran-Ferguson Act. Allow taxpayers to fully deduct health insurance premium payments in their tax returns, as businesses can. Review basic options for Medicaid and work with states to ensure that those who want health care coverage can have it. Allow individuals to use health savings accounts. Require price transparency. Block grant Medicaid to the states. Remove barriers to entry, free markets. But listen, on top of that, the biggest thing to me, one of the biggest issues, I should say, is just what's going on and what states, some states are dealing with. And that is, how about the story, border crime taking a toll on residents in the Southwest, New Mexico, and Arizona. It's the top story in the Drudge Report. Can you imagine waking up in the morning and you're seeing illegals running through your yard? Can you imagine illegals breaking into your house at night, burglaries? Or residents saying State Highway 80, favorite from Mexican drug cartels, who navigate in and out of the mountains, the amount of crime. What are the people supposed to do there? Does Mitt Romney care about that? Let's go to line 7. Mike is listening on WJR. Mike, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John. Stellar job as usual.
Thank you.
I had my opinion about why the establishment is so against Trump is they would rather see Hillary or Bernie get in, because we voted them in record numbers to do a job, knowing full well that anything they passed across Obama's desk was going to be vetoed.
Yep.
But they didn't even try.
That's right.
Now, they're just sitting there collecting a check. Well, guess what? If we get a Republican nominee into the White House, it's time to get off their laurels and stand up and do what we sent them to do in the first place.
You know, Mike, that, thank you for the call, Mike. That is an excellent point, and it's both sides. I mean, why do you think everyone's disgusted on both sides of the aisle? Line 9. Let's go to Randy listening on KLIF. Randy, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello. Big fear of all those politicians is that Trump will actually be successful when he gets in office. They're afraid that all these years we've had, you know, legislation and funding for border security, clear back to Reagan, and nothing's been done. And if he could just accomplish one thing on the list in the next 4 years, that would be more than they've accomplished in 25, 30 years.
That is an excellent point, Randy. And that's what it's about. You know, I'll talk about this coming up, but it's really a great president like Reagan. It's really just three or four things. That's all you need to do to accomplish. And he's going to accomplish more than Obama has done in 8 years. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening. This is the Savage Nation.
We have neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president. And his personal qualities would mean that America would cease to be a shining city on a hill. I'm convinced America has greatness ahead. And this is a time for choosing. God bless us to choose a nominee who will make that vision a reality.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. He will be back on Monday. The voice you just heard, well, Mitt Romney today. I just saw a headline. First Super Tuesday, then Outrageous Thursday, as the GOP, as the headlines say, have gone into complete open warfare. Someone just sent me a funny email saying that tonight in the debate, the Fox debate is tonight, Fox News Channel, Megyn Kelly, Bret Baier, Chris Wallace, the four Republicans on stage, they should allow a tag team match where Trump could tag Chris Christie, and then also Marco Rubio could tag Mitt Romney if he wants to jump in. But today, open world warfare. GOP leaders versus Trump. Romney denounces the candidate as a fraud. John McCain denouncing Trump as a fraud. Anti-Trump faction in the Republican Party is seeking a third-party option. You know, it's amazing. And they're saying that Trump could lead to Hillary Clinton being elected. Remember our website. It's michaelsavage.com. Sign up for the Savage newsletter. And you can also order Dr. Savage's ebook, Diseases Without Borders. Sign up. You can get it at michaelsavage.com. Don't forget also on social media, follow the Savage Nation, Michael Savage, on Facebook and on Twitter. It's at Savage, A Savage Nation. A Savage Nation on Twitter. Let's go back to your phone calls. 1-855-400-7282. Line one is Charles, and he's listening in WGOW, Tennessee. Charles, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Charles.
Hi, John. Thank you for your time.
Welcome.
I just want to say, I'm a Ted Cruz supporter, and I am disgusted with what Romney did in the establishment. Because knowing that should something ever happen and something does come out and Trump drops out, Cruz is next on the hit list. Because the only people, I mean, if you combine Cruz and Donald, they're the only two people that are really running against the establishment.
That's right.
And when you combine their votes, they're going to beat any establishment person that they put up. However, but I cannot support Trump because a lot of what they're saying is true. He's not a very honest person. You take Vegas, for example, at the caucus, he said there were thousands and thousands of people that were there. Well, when you ask the people that were there, there were maybe between 400 and 600. and just
he always exaggerates. It's kind of funny though, don't you think, Charles? Charles, I'll give you this. Cruz is a brilliant guy. So you're with Cruz. What I find interesting, Charles, is you're with Cruz, but you still don't like what Romney did today.
Of course not. Cruz is not an establishment man.
That's true.
And so
it's true.
That's why. But you just said he exaggerates all the time. In my opinion, exaggeration is a form of lying. You're not an honest person if you have to exaggerate all the time.
Well,
if you look at his positions, take his position on Planned Parenthood and abortion. My opinion, there has to be an epiphany in your life. There has to be something that changed your mind. And every time you ask him, he doesn't give you an answer of, well, you know, I became a Christian and I realized that life begins at conception. He gives no answer other than what the people want to hear.
Well, but Charles, here's the thing. If it's Trump versus Hillary, who are you voting for?
I honestly might stay home just so I won't have blood on my hands.
Well,
because I think they're just one and the same. I think they're equal.
Well, I don't know about that. And I think if you check, thank you, Charles, if you check with the Clinton people, they're definitely going to say that they're not one and the same. Line two is Brian listening on great radio station WKSFO in San Francisco. Brian, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Brian.
Yes. Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to call in today because I've been listening to this stuff and it's been making me a little sick to my stomach with all the Romney, the Mitt Romney comments. I feel like we're just watching a bunch of chameleons, you know, with Rubio changing overnight, Romney changing overnight. And I just feel like there's something going on, and I started doing a little bit of research, and I wanted to pull out an interesting factoid for listeners. And that is that I've been hearing a lot of comparisons between this campaign and Barry Goldwater campaign, and I decided to look it up. Interesting fact is that Romney's family was actually tied to the Barry Goldwater campaign. Barry Goldwater, as you know, was a landslide loss for the Republican Party when he was running. And he wrote a book afterwards. It was called Before the Storm. And he named several people sabotaging his campaign, one of them being the Nelson Rockefeller. But one of the other persons that he mentions in his book who is directly responsible for sabotaging his campaign back then was no other than Mitt Romney's father, who was the governor of Michigan at the time.
That's right.
George W. Romney.
Yes.
And I haven't heard anybody talk about this. I just think that's really interesting parallel.
It is, Brian. Thank you for the call. It's tough to not see this as sour grapes, don't you think? And don't you see, I mean, the establishment, the party is changing. The party is done the way it was. The party wasn't working. All the people that have come out, Super Tuesday, have come out in the primaries. It's record turnout. It's interesting, whether it be Romney or John McCain or Lindsey Graham, they all talk, and Jeb Bush, they all talk about we need a bigger party, more inclusive. Well, Trump's got your party bigger. He's taken a lot of the, what was called like the Reagan Democrats, the white, working, middle class, blue collar workers are falling and coming in and voting for Trump. Maybe it's not the establishment that many of the Republicans want, but they're getting the voters out there, and the guy is winning. Wouldn't you embrace him? Can you imagine McCain and Jeb Bush? If Jeb Bush, he spent $100 million. If he had spent that on the other side, on Hillary Clinton and the Democrats? Now, as far as Marco Rubio, Rubio held a rally in Michigan. He was all business. He has skipped all the jokes about Trump. Remember the tan and the thing about the hands? That didn't help him out at all. If anything, in their exit polling, I think it showed that it hurt Rubio on Super Tuesday. Line 5 is TJ. He's listening on WVLK in Kentucky. TJ, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, TJ.
Hey. I think I'm a Trump supporter, and I noticed that a lot of supporters for the Democrats were calling in and saying, you know, how we are closed-minded and going with our feelings and everything, and I don't believe that one bit because I've been watching all the debates and everything. And one of the things that I've noticed that Trump does that a lot of the other candidates aren't doing is sticking to the story. They're not sticking to what they said they're going to do. They keep changing their story around. And Hillary Clinton's one of them that changed up her story like five times, and I still don't see how people are even still going for her and how she's so high up on the poll, considering that, you know, she keeps changing things around. And Trump, he says one thing, and he's been sticking to his story. He hadn't changed one bit.
You know, it's interesting, TJ, you bring up a very good point, and that is, TJ, if you talk to the Bernie Sanders supporters, Hillary, just in the past month, 2 months, she has completely taken over the Sanders message. And basically, when you listen to her now, you're exactly right. When you listen to her giving a speech at a rally or stump speech, whatever it may be, it's completely, it's much different than what her speech was 3 months ago. Trump's speech, TJ, basically, it really has remained the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, TJ. Now, tonight, as TJ is right, there is the debate. It's in Detroit. It's on Fox News Channel, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Who's going to moderate? Well, Chris Wallace, Brett Baer, and Megyn Kelly. And you're going to have, the only one that's out is now Ben Carson is out. But you'll have Trump and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and John Kasich. It's now down to those four. So Trump, Rubio, Cruz, and Kasich. And Carson has now decided not to participate, which is good because it gives more time. But do you think it's fair now that, of course, the media, they're all going to unload on Trump because of what Mitt Romney did today? Romney and McCain, don't you think, don't you think it's going to backfire? If anything, if you're a Trump supporter and now the establishment candidates of John McCain and Mitt Romney are saying, don't go with Trump, I think that gets the crowd even bigger. Line 8 is Al, who's listening on WVNN in Alabama. Al, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Al.
Hey, good to talk with you.
Thank you, Al.
You're doing a great job. First-time caller for me.
Great. Thank you, Al. Hey, Al, you at Alabama came out big-time strong for Trump on Super Tuesday.
Hey, I went to the rally.
Did you?
Huntsville, Alabama, actually is Madison. They had to change the venue three times. And what really disappointed me is that Fox News, Carl Cameron, he reported there were only like 10,000 to 12,000 people there. There were 35,000. They had 32 inside and 3 on the outside that couldn't get in. And, you know, this is part of the dumbing down that really infuriates me. That's not why I called. I've been talking with my family. I've got some family members who are, you know, kind of on the fence. You know, there's little things they don't like about Trump. I said, listen, if you look at him, he is Reagan PG-13 probably.
Hmm.
And he has a lot of other characteristics. If you look at history, if you look at John Paul Jones, who, you know, fought famous battles for the Navy against the British, if you look at Patton, you look at MacArthur, you look at Teddy Roosevelt, I think you're going to see a lot of those same qualities in him. If they'll just, you know, study history a little bit and look at what made these guys great, they're not afraid to take the battle to the enemy, and they're always trying to do the right thing in the long run.
Al, tell us about the rally. Now, I had heard they had to change venues three times because it kept getting bigger and bigger. It was held in Madison. Tell us about your experience in the rally. What was the crowd like? What was the music like? What was it like being inside?
It was like being at a rock concert, really.
What were they playing, Van Halen?
The line to get in, we stood in line for 2.5 hours just to get in.
And how was the crowd inside?
The crowd was dynamic. I mean, it was, it's kind of hard to put a finger on it, but I looked at my friend, a retired warrant officer. I'm a retired Navy officer. Looked at my friend next to me and I said, he's going to win. This is something that I haven't seen since 1980, when Reagan was making his run.
Yep.
And, I feel the same kind of energy, and I feel like if you take all the things I said about, you know, the leaders that I'm comparing him to,
yeah,
I think Donald Trump has what I call the right stuff. Not just now, but we've been needing it for a long time.
And Al, what was it like when he walked out on stage, and then that's where Jeff Sessions gave him the endorsement? What was the crowd like when Trump came out?
Well, I wouldn't say they went dog crazy, but everybody was just, it's hard to put a finger on it. He's saying, this guy is our hope.
Yeah.
And I hate to use that word, hope, but he really is what we need. And
sounds like it was very electrifying, Al.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was. There was so much energy. I mean, people, when he came in, people stood. If
wow.
they were seated, they stood up.
Yep.
And I'll be honest with you, I've been to other political things with former vice president and all that. I've never seen so many Secret Service people in all my life.
Well, and Al, thank you for the call. And they need them with all the threats. You had the guy they're going to deport that was threatening Trump from the West Coast. And also, you know, I've read that people have said, how come he doesn't button his jacket? But, you know, the amount of threats, the protesters even today in Maine, and that apparently he has to wear a bulletproof vest because there's so many vests, and it's still not stopping him. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
His bankruptcies have crushed small businesses and the men and women who work for them. He inherited his business. He didn't create it. And whatever happened to Trump Airlines? How about Trump University? And then there's Trump Magazine and Trump Vodka and Trump Steaks and Trump Mortgage. A business genius, he is not.
And Trump is the front runner. That is former governor, former nominee Mitt Romney, really going after GOP frontrunner Donald Trump today. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Let's go to line six. Rob is listening on WMAC in Georgia. Rob, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello. I think we'll have you hold on. Let's instead go to line one. John is listening on WDRC in Connecticut. John, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, John. John in Connecticut. Not a problem. We'll go to line three. Robert is listening on KSFO. Robert, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Robert.
Hey, John. I just wanted struck a couple of points just a few minutes ago, and one was about the movie 13 Hours. Both times I saw that, all I could keep thinking was, what difference does it make at this point?
That's right.
You kept stating that to the fact, too, about Hillary Clinton has made the point that if she goes down, she's going to take everybody down around her. And recently, Larry Nichols, who was one of the big Clinton insiders behind Clinton Chronicles, I heard him in an interview recently state that the reason that Hillary Clinton hasn't gone down for Benghazi, for private email server, anything, as she has come out and stated that if she goes down, she's going to blow the whistle on everybody in Washington, D.C. As far as this whole thing with Mittens Romney, I am just absolutely disgusted that this guy came out. He had a complete chance to take down and basically put Obama in a little boat and send him back to Kenya years back. And he completely failed to do that. He didn't
You know, and Trump, Trump addressed that Romney, the campaign 4 years ago could have been stronger. We'll see how it works out. Again, this is John DePietro. Thank you for listening. Dr. Savage will be back on Monday. Check out the website, michaelsavage.com. You've been listening to The Savage Nation.